Okay. It's the bottom of the first second hour of the show. And as promised, we've I got Bill Hawley.
Good morning, Mark.
Bill Hawley's counting on his fingers. I'm not sure what that's all about. Bill Hawley and Father Doug Wassinger from St. Luke's Episcopal Church. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It is.
And I'm not going to ask how you are, because Bill says he didn't get much sleep last night.
That's okay. We're still here. It's a beautiful morning in Buffalo again, Mark.
It is.
Certainly, thank you for having the Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition on your show again to talk about a variety of things.
You know what? It's never too many times that we can't talk about preventing something as horrific as a suicide.
Well, and, you know, just to, before we get into the meat and potatoes of talking about the great partnership with the Episcopal Diocese of Wyoming, Mark, Doug was sharing with me really a neat, subtle, seemingly small story about being at the Zip Trip yesterday. And most folks here in Buffalo and Johnson County know that our coalition has been doing the Hike for Hope, usually in the springtime, usually in June, where we get together and at Crazy Woman Square, and we walk up the beautiful walking path and create some awareness about mental health concerns and suicide. And he had his Hike for Hope t-shirt on that we wore at the parade last Saturday. Doug, would you just share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm walking around the Zip Trip looking for batteries is what I was trying to find, and the clerk said, "I like your shirt." And I thought, wow, I guess for me it's that people are ready to have the conversation and are more comfortable having that. Not that they're thinking about suicide or anything, but it's just an awareness that it's happening and we're being more comfortable with having that discussion. So
there's just too many people around here and other places that have been touched by suicide.
Absolutely.
So I think that's what's getting people ready to address the issue.
Mm-hmm. And connecting.
Yeah.
I think that's the balm, so to speak, to the suicide is to actually connect again and find the hope.
And, you know, I would even say further upstream than that, just as we all know someone who's battled cancer and lost that battle and died from their cancer, as well as we all know someone who's battled cancer and has been victorious. My mom has beat colon cancer 3 times, and she's still walking on the face of this earth, right? In the same way, I believe, as Doug is saying, more of us are getting more comfortable about talking about depression or other mental health concerns, because depression affects 80% of Americans in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes we call depression the common cold of mental health concerns. And so I really feel, as Doug was saying, that more and more of us are comfortable about talking about, you know, yes, I suffer from bipolar depression. I suffer from it sometimes. I deal well with it at sometimes. But just like cancer, depression, bipolar, any type of mental health concern is diagnosable, it's treatable, and it's livable. Unfortunately, like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, if it's not diagnosed, if it's not treated, it can end a life as well. And when that happens with mental health concerns, we often call that suicide.
Right. Well, you know, and as you guys both know, that, you know, I've dealt with a family death in recent weeks, and death can cause depression of others. Some people think that, well, if I just kill myself, if I just end my life, I will no longer be a burden to my family and my friends. What they don't count on is those people that are left behind sometimes deal with depression, sometimes deal with this uneasy feeling that will cause them to have second thoughts about life as well. So sometimes it can be a continuing problem, a ripple effect, so to say. So
absolutely, and we know that one of the great risk factors for people who might be contemplating suicide is knowing someone who's died either by suicide or tragically, you know, as you've shared, Mark, that can add to that mix of things that might lead someone to that counterintuitive notion of I could kill myself. And so that's the role that we want to play, is that there's always hope. Mm-hmm. There's always someone. And being that someone, somebody, someone in our community, just to simply make a connection and to listen, to stop and say, you know, Mark, I see that you just don't seem to be Mark today.
I think that's called question, persuade, and refer.
Mm-hmm. That is certainly part of the question, persuade, and refer strategy, if you will, or intercession. I like that word almost better than intervention these days, in a very prayerful way oftentimes. So
You know, early this year, you know, the legislative session really had to make some serious cuts. They made some big cuts in Prevention Management Organization of Wyoming bill. And, you know, when the smoke cleared, you've had to figure out how can we continue this fight with a whole lot less money? And, you know, I think that Father Doug Wassinger, kind of, there's a coalition here that put more funds on the table to fight this big problem that we have.
Yeah. And like I said in the article, it was several years ago, and I can remember the place. It was, I think, Jackson Hole, where we were having the Episcopal Church has an annual meeting of all the churches. And that's when the bishop said, "We have a scourge. It's called suicide. We need to address it." And I thought, you know, coming from a place of faith, that is a really important imperative to say that people matter. And this is an issue and a thing that can be addressed. As painful as it is, I think it's just having the conversation is the hardest part. But once you start having it, it becomes more of a natural conversation, and it becomes where it leads you naturally to a sense of hope. I think that was the big barrier. So the Episcopal Diocese of Wyoming, through a foundation, had put $100,000 on the table to say that, you know, as regrettable as the decision's been made, they went ahead and commit to saying that we're going to move forward with this. And so I think that's really important. But for me, what I've discovered is that, you know, I kind of look around, and I'm coming from the approach of saying everybody's doing the best they can with what they have. And so instead of shaming or blaming and saying, look, thank you for your offer, but we're going to go do something about it. We're not going to let something like this stop, which to me opens up new possibilities. How are we going to do this? It isn't going to. We're not waiting for one entity or one organization to lead. It's saying that perhaps other people can step in, and I think that's what excites me. Is that, you know, we can do something about it.
Right. Well, what I like about it is, you know, we're decades away from when I was growing up. People didn't wait on the government to fix a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, communities bonded together, and they said, hey, we got a problem here in this community. We're going to fix it. And we don't want to lose that that faith in each other to fix problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, let's not wait on the government. Let's just put our our heads together and try to find a solution. That's what I like about this.
Yeah.
And certainly what I would add to that is that is the spirit of our local coalition, the Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition. That is the spirit of the folks that gather. And certainly it's more than Bill and Doug. It's at our last meeting, we had 16 or 17 folks taking their time. We meet the first Tuesday of every month at Bomber Mountain Civic Center in the old band room, 8 a.m., to see what we can do to continue to raise awareness, whether that's having a float in the parade last Saturday or more QPR trainings, which we'll talk more about. But truly, Mark, it's that spirit that you just mentioned, is that these are folks who see that we have this health issue, that see that there's still a stigma around mental health concerns. And either personally or professionally or both, they know that it takes each of us, all of us, with our own gifts and talents, to be able to do something about it. And a big piece of that is to continue to build this safety net of support in our community, community being defined as Buffalo, Johnson County, Wyoming, however you want to define that. It takes all of us to do something, because there's something that each of us can do to, again, take that moment to be somebody, someone.
Mm-hmm. Before we talk about the QPR sessions coming up, training sessions coming up, how goes the battle? How goes the battle with to fight suicide in Johnson County?
How goes the battle?
Hmm.
I often say that sometimes it feels like pushing water uphill with a fork, because here's the difficult thing about prevention generally, but certainly about suicide prevention. Doug and I can tell you that coalition, with the variety of trainers, we've trained almost 1,000 people in QPR since 2012, so we know that there is this safety net of like-minded people with the same skill set to question, persuade, and refer. But at the same time, we don't know how many conversations folks have had. We don't know how many times someone has noticed that their friend their family member, their classmate is struggling and had a conversation and gone and gotten them help. You know, that's not a requirement after you finish the QPR, Mark Wilson. We don't say, please call us each and every time you have a conversation where you've helped someone, where you've been their hope. And really, again, that's a piece of it that Doug touches on really well, making that connection, because more times than not, it's very possible that you can be the hope that that person needs to make it to their tomorrow. And that's, so fighting that battle, that's kind of where the battle is. Unfortunately, we do know this. We know that we lose community members, loved ones, to suicide, as we have recently done here in Johnson County. And that's the tragedy of it. And, notice I didn't say but, and if we can grab some victory, if we can grab some hope through the darkness of these tragedies that we call people who die by suicide, then that is motivational. That is certainly motivational, because there's always work to do. And we know that each day as we walk in our paths, whether it's you, Doug, or myself, Mark, we're very likely to come across someone who is struggling, whether it's with mental health concerns or whether it's just the things of life with their own life situations. And again, how much compassion is too much? I don't know. Reaching out and taking time to say simply, I care, I'm here, I'll listen.
You know, I was reading something on Facebook. It was about dealing with death, not particularly suicide, but it hit me because they mentioned in the post about too many people are paying too close attention to their electronic devices, mm-hmm. You know, kids especially, but adults as well.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, you say, you know, look at someone and ask them the question. But if we're not paying attention to them, if we're not paying attention to our family members at the dinner table, or our friends and associates on the street or at work, because we're too focused on other things like electronic devices, mm-hmm. we're going to miss those cues that someone is telling us, I've got a problem. What do we do with that? I mean, I get real deep sometimes, and mm-hmm. I read C.S. Lewis's book, The Screwtape Letters.
Oh, yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, the devil, the Satan, wants us to be so busy and so preoccupied that we lose the important things mm-hmm. in our life. And I see that with things like electronic devices. Not that they're satanic. I'm just
right.
taking our attention away from the important things.
Well, I want to cycle back about how goes the battle, and I think you made a good segue for me. It's what I'm discovering, even with my own way of seeing things in a person of faith, is that it's more than just suicide. It's about having connections. It's about mm-hmm. connecting. It's about saying, hey, there's another human being right there, which I think we've lost in the society. I think we're seeing ourselves as a cog in a machine, and the machine is really the thing that's supposed to – is the purpose. And now with suicide prevention and the QPR, it is so applicable in all sorts of other areas as well. You know, it's simply asking, how's your life going? Well, it's struggle right now. Not that I'm suicidal, but, wow, somebody actually saw me, acknowledged me, is willing to listen. And I think the strength of what suicide prevention is about is that we're hardwired to live. We're losing that sometimes. We've mm-hmm. lost it, but that kind of reconnects us to that innate spark within us that says it's still there, which is a very powerful force. It's just a matter of reconnecting and finding that things will change and turn around. And so it isn't just about, well, I'm thinking about suicide, but it's like, you know, I'm really struggling with a big decision I got to make.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do this. How am I going to sort this out? And just say, you're not alone, which I think is really helps you say, okay, I can do this. But how goes the battle is it spins into so many other areas of life. You know, it's like I'm really struggling with this, or I'm really having a hard time deciding if I sell the house or mm-hmm. stay here, or I got to change something because I'm just in a bad place. But boy, if I could talk to somebody about it and just think it out, I have some sense where I need to go. I just need to find a way to process it.
Yeah.
So the QPR, in a way, gives a kind of a structure that can be used in all sorts of conversations.
Before we get there, there's something that you just said that reminded me. You know, with the death of my son, you know, I'd have people come by and say, "Hey, how you doing?" I'd do my patented answer, "Oh, I'm okay," you know. Mm-hmm. And I had one person that stopped me one day, and she says, and she knew about my son's death. He says, "No, how are you really?"
Uh-huh.
And it caught me because I did my just patented answer. I really wasn't okay, but mm-hmm. she said, "How are you really?" And I think that's what we need to do is you know, focus on the here and now and look at someone and say, "No, really, how are you doing?" So. And part of that is being aware and how to approach people, which is the QPR. So, Bill,
yes.
How are we doing? What's our schedule? Are we doing some QPRs here locally?
In collaboration with St. Luke's Episcopal Church. I belong to St. Luke's Lutheran Church, so I stumble sometimes with that. Doug gracefully and thankfully does not hold that against me. Yes, we do have Doug and Bettina Nimick there at St. Luke's are really doing a great job of identifying folks and creating opportunities for yet more people to be trained in question, persuade, and refer. What I would first say, as I'm getting my electronic device to make sure I have the dates and the times correctly, what I would first say is that QPR is kind of like CPR, right? Many, many people have taken CPR. It's a way that laymen can keep someone alive, such as Sergeant Kiefer
That's
recently
right.
on the interstate highway
mm-hmm.
I just forgot his name, John Peters,
yeah.
right? So, and many people know CPR is a way to save a life. QPR is simply the same thing. It's not about it's not a training where we're giving people the psychological skills to fix or to counsel. It is a straightforward approach, question, persuade, and refer, to see the warning signs, the red flags, if you will, to take time to really make that connection, and then to ask that very difficult question to someone that we know, are you thinking about killing yourself? You know, sometimes someone who seems as miserable as you seem, they're thinking about suicide. I'm wondering, is that what you're thinking about? And that's really the hard nugget mm-hmm. of having a very difficult conversation, is asking that question. When the answer is yes, and more times than not, when your heart of compassion wells up to the point where, oh my gosh, I think they might be thinking about killing themselves, you're probably right, then it's persuade. And persuade is not manipulation, but persuade is, what can we do to get you the help you need? So oftentimes we kind of boil it down to, Mark, I'm here, I'm listening, I'll help. Now what are our next steps? What does it mean to keep you safe in this time, perhaps? And who can we go to? Sometimes that might be a family member. Sometimes that might be a faith leader. Sometimes that might be a coach or a teacher, some other trusted person in that person's life that can then help them get whatever that help is that they need. So that's the persuade. And then lastly, that's the refer part. So we're referring them to whether it's the good people at Northern Wyoming Mental Health Center or our community mental health center here in town or their primary care physician sometimes. And occasionally it's that, look, you're in such a crisis that I think we need to get you immediate help. Is it okay if I call 911? And the Buffalo Police Department will be here, and this is what's going to happen, but we're going to get you help. We're going to get you to the emergency room. You'll be safe, and it'll be scary, but we'll get you help. Sometimes it is of that nature. And then whoever the on-call therapist with Northern comes and visits, and they do an assessment, and then the care happens from there. Because sometimes it's suicidal thinking, but when thinking becomes action, and that means planning how I'm going to kill myself in a time, then that's where it becomes critical, and that's where really immediate steps need to happen. That's QPR.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, that's like QPR in a nutshell, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, it is.
So
you've got some scheduled QPRs.
We do. So Thursday, the very next one is Thursday, August 24th, again at St. Luke's Episcopal on South Main,
yep.
at 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. or so. You know, typically, depending on the number of participants, these trainings can be an hour, 75 minutes, 90 minutes. I always allow 2 hours because some folks want to talk afterwards about a variety of things. So we try to make that commitment. St. Luke's will have some coffee and some
we'll
snacks,
feed them.
Probably.
Yeah, we'll offering breakfast for that day.
That's, where, that's where I took my class.
And yep.
Was that,
that's
yeah,
right.
Great venue. So.
Yep. And the Episcopal Church, I mean, I always think, you know, with food, there's fellowship and there's connecting. So we're offering that as a part of, and it's going to be like a home-cooked meal and some things that are made by the members of St. Luke's Episcopal Church mm-hmm. as a kind of a nice incentive to have people come and, you know, they're going to spend another hour or so of their life working with this. We'll feed them. And right. So that's what we're doing. And there's another one in September, which I don't have the date on. But
I have it right here. It is Tuesday, September 19th at 7 p.m. at the church. So we've got one at 8 a.m. on August 24th for folks, and then one in the evening after the dinner hour, although I'm sure there will be food as
yep.
well.
Beverages
knowing,
and prep.
Knowing yeah. the good folks there, mm-hmm. Starting at 7 and continuing until we're done, 8:15, 8:30 or so. And
anybody can come to these.
Absolutely
yes.
anyone
okay.
can.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would encourage, too, for folks who have had QPR in the past, maybe 4, 5, 6 years ago, as Doug said at a very recent training, he sat through it a second time, and, you know, each time, it's kind of like a really good movie. When you watch it for the seventh time, you see something different. I just mm-hmm. recently watched Pearl Harbor again. I don't know how old that movie is, but and you see other things.
Yeah.
And so certainly my encouragement would be, especially in the conversation with the other participants, you'll hear something that might click or a way of thinking about asking the question that might resonate, might possibly make sense. So yes, these trainings are open to anyone. If you want more information, you can call me at 620-2279, or you can call Father Doug at St. Luke's Episcopal, which is
684-7529. Okay. You can also look it up on the website as well. So yeah, we'll continue to make offerings for QPR trainings. We're, you know, looking for different communities that are either directly connected with or people, and to see if there's a way we can host QPR trainings in there or different respective contexts. We're thinking about the hospital as a good place to really see if we can help the medical community. We're talking about visiting with EMTs to see if they can get a specific time for them to be trained in this area. I'm just thinking of different organizations and just say, when would be best for us to come to you? And so you can get this training as well, because we really are committed to this, and we want to work with you. And so what would be best for you? And we'll feed you. That's okay. always the insight from this, that we'll bring food.
you know, I hadn't had a chance to talk to you since your the Hike for Hope, but how many did you have for that?
Gosh, I would say we probably had, just thinking back, between 30 and 40 folks who actually did the hike. We had more gather there in Crazy Woman Square. We had our two Suicide Prevention Coalition scholarship winners speak, which was awesome. Cassidy Lawson and Emmeline Velasquez, both of whom are going to the University of Wyoming in fields to help people. That's kind of essentially why the coalition does that. So we awarded both of them a $1,000 scholarship to help with their education. They spoke. We were blessed to have the good and wonderful people of Government Cheese play some music for us. So Chris Wages, Kasan Matheson, Dave Matheson. I think that was the entirety of the makeup of the Cheese that day. Just lots of great conversations during the day. We stopped and we stopped up at the Veterans Home of Wyoming, and our good friend and Vietnam vet Jerry Osborne spoke about the significance of suicide in the veteran community. We lose 22 veterans a day
right.
in our country to suicide. We lose 121 of our friends, family members, and loved ones to suicide every day in the United States of America. Think about that. 121 people every day in our country dying by suicide.
It's no wonder that so many people are affected by suicide, you know, through family and friends making that horrific choice.
I've done, I don't know how many QPR trainings and a whole lot of assist trainings throughout the state of Wyoming, not just in Johnson County. And what I would share is that typically, probably 3 out of 4 times, I get a call or an email or a text message from a participant saying, hey, you know, the QPR was really helpful this last week. I had this conversation and I asked someone if they were thinking about killing themselves and I got them help. So it works. It's effective and it's needed. The other thing I would say is, again, creating the safety net in our communities of people who have the same set of eyes and the same set of ears, the same language, if you will, there's strength in that. And at some point, I don't know how to make it happen, people like Doug, who's a lot smarter than me, or you, Mark, here's my challenge for you on a Thursday morning. You know, let's figure out a way to community-wide in Johnson County get all the people who have been trained in QPR over the years together in some way, shape, or fashion. Can you imagine? Can you imagine about 1,000 people?
If we ever got to be in Crazy Woman Square and took a picture,
yeah,
that would be amazing.
So a visual. Here's the visual of the
Let's
safety
work on
net.
That.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there's my challenge.
Yeah, that's a
my
good one.
My two good friends,
mm-hmm. yeah,
Mark and Doug.
Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition, Father Doug Wassinger, Bill Holly, thank you for all that you do. And we'll have to get some of that thought. I like that idea. So anyway, we're going to head to music, or head to the news here real quick. And thanks, Doug. Thanks, Bill. And we'll be right back.